From the Willapa National Wildlife Refuge to your backyard, this is Willapa Nature Notes. Today we bring you the red alder buds from the notebook of botanist Kathleen Sace. The red alder is a common tree along the coast, named for its bright red wood when freshly cut down. Bark is naturally gray, but hosts several lichens that are white, making it look like birch tree bark. Alders improve forest soil in several ways. The leaves add carbon each year when they fall to the ground. The roots have nitrogen-fixing bacteria. And the wood decomposes quickly when trees fall, also adding carbon to the soil. Aged red alder wood chips make a good mulch in the garden, providing habitat for soil, fungi, as well as carbon sources for soil bacteria. The red alder drops leaves slowly from midsummer to late fall. Unlike most maples, the color is never very bright. A dull orangey brown is typical. In mild years, leaves may linger to near the winter solstice. At the same time, the new buds form and start to grow. This tree is not dormant in winter, despite having no leaves for several months. One of the pleasures of winter is seeing the red new buds shining in the treetops on a sunny day. Mid to late winter, the buds elongate into catkins. Male catkins are long, droopy, and bright yellow with pollen, which blows on the wind to female flowers. Female catkins are short and greenish and will mature into tiny dark brown cones that shed seeds months from now. Willapa Nature Notes is a production of the Friends of the Willapa National Wildlife Refuge. And until next time, this is Kit Fleming saying, enjoy the outdoors. It's in our nature.